Dermot O'Brien, I suppose in some ways you knew what to expect. Once again, a tight old game between two teams, and most of the players know each other so well.
Yeah, pretty much as anticipated, Chris. We knew we'd have maybe slightly more of the ball, but Donegal defensively well organised and very hard to break down, as we found out over the last couple of years. Happy enough with our performance and happy enough with our shape and our discipline, and the tie now is in the balance going to the second leg.
Yeah. Do you feel that perhaps maybe you should have won it? You had the better of the chances?
Yeah, I think overall we had, you know, Luke Rudden was very unlucky, clipped the outside of the post, and he had one deflected wide in the first half as well. And I think it was maybe for the second goal we gave away, it was an unfortunate slip, but look at that happens. And, you know, in greasy conditions, although the pitch was in excellent shape, it does lead to the odd mistake on both sides. And, you know, you try and capitalise when that happens, and Donegal did, in fairness.
And once again, you know, the pity is that both these sides can't go further in the competition. I take it you'd like to see an open draw.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, Chris, and, like, you know, the way it's structured now, it's structured on a provincial basis, which means that there's only ourselves and Donegal to play for, and, like, as you see today, excellent game of football, two very committed, well-drilled teams, and as you said yourself, the pity is that, unfortunately, one of them is going to go out on the 12th of January.
And yet, both sets of players know this is a competition that you could go all the way.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic run since from about 2013 to 17. You know, we made three finals. I was just looking there at my notes before today's game, and from the game that we played in Ballyhale in the second leg last year, there was eight of the starting 11 weren't there. So we've had a rebuild. But on the positive side, you know, all the players there in that squad have come up through our youth academy system, and some of them have gone on to Harps and Derry, play National Underage League and come back to play in our league. And, you know, it's great to see that progression through from the underage ranks to represent the league.
So, two apiece after the first leg. The second leg, one expects it'll be tight again. It's all to play for.
Yeah, absolutely all to play for. As I said, you know, this time last year we were facing into a 3-2 deficit, would probably put us under a wee bit more pressure. And then we gave away an early goal, which really left us with a mountain to climb. But at two each now, it's finally balanced. And I'm sure Eamon Sheridan and his backroom staff will be thinking along the same ways.